आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम वीसी प्रमोद, द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू होल्ड डेलीगेशन लेवल टॉक्स विद प्रेसिडेंट ऑफ फिलीपींस फर्डिनांड रोमाल्दोस मार्कोस जूनियर इन न्यू दिल्ली टुडे। क्रूशियल मीटिंग ऑफ रूलिंग एनडीए पार्लियामेंट्री पार्टी टू टेक प्लेस दिस मॉर्निंग। New Delhi defends India's oil imports from Russia, calls criticism by US and European Union as unjustified and unreasonable. India emerges as world's fifth biggest aviation market in 2024. IMD forecasts extremely heavy rainfall in Kerala and Tamil Nadu till tomorrow. And in cricket, India pull off thrilling 6-run win over England in final test of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy to level 5-match series 2-2. High-level delegation talks will be held between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Philippines Ferdinand Romualdo's Marcos Jr. in New Delhi today. Mr. Marcos is on a 5-day state visit to India. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has expressed confidence that talks between the two leaders will significantly deepen bilateral partnership. More from our correspondent.
During the bilateral talks, India and Philippines will review the entire gamut of bilateral relations by focusing on trade and investment, defense and security, maritime cooperation, agriculture, healthcare, pharmaceuticals and digital technologies. Several MOUs in different sectors are also expected to be signed in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Philippines Ferdinand Marcos. Economic engagement is an important aspect of India-Philippines bilateral relationship. Bilateral trade between the two countries reached $3.5 billion in 2023-2024. In recent times, defense, security, and maritime cooperation between the two countries have expanded. Presence of Indian companies in the Philippines operating in various sectors like IT, healthcare, pharmaceuticals, textiles, infrastructure, chemicals, automobiles, and agriculture have increased multifold. With Bhupendra Singh, Adarsh for Akashwani News, Delhi.
A crucial meeting of the National Democratic Alliance, NDA, parliamentary party will take place in New Delhi this morning. It will be attended by NDA members from the Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha. The meeting comes amid a stalemate in parliament over the opposition demand for discussion on special intensive revision, SIR, of electoral rolls in Bihar. The opposition parties have been demanding the withdrawal of SIR. The Lok Sabha could not take up the National Sports Governance Bill 2025 and the National Anti-Doping Amendment Bill 2025 yesterday for discussion amid opposition protests. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that following an all-party meeting, time had been allotted in the Business Advisory Committee meeting to discuss the National Sports Bill and the Anti-Doping Bill. He urged members not to waste the time of the House and condemned their stance. The Ministry of External Affairs has said that it is unjustified and unreasonable for India to be targeted by the United States and the European Union for importing oil from Russia after the Ukraine conflict. In a statement, the ministry asserted that, like any major economy, India will take all necessary measures to safeguard its national interests and economic security. The ministry added that India began importing oil from Russia because traditional supplies were diverted to Europe after the conflict began. It said that the US had actively encouraged such imports by India at that time to strengthen global energy market stability. The ministry emphasized that India's imports are intended to ensure predictable and affordable energy costs for Indian consumers and are a necessity compelled by the global market situation. India has emerged as the world's fifth biggest aviation market, handling 211 million passengers, while Mumbai-Delhi was one of the busiest airport pairs in 2024. This was stated by International Airports Transport Association, IATA, which has released the latest edition of the World Air Transport Statistics for 2024. We have a report.
India saw 211 million air passengers last year, a growth of 11.1% compared to 2023, ahead of Japan, which handled 205 million passengers. The US remains the world's biggest aviation market with 876 million passengers in 2024. China was the second biggest passenger market with 741 million passengers, while UK was at the third spot with 261 million passengers. Spain stood at the fourth position with 241 million. The figures include all international and domestic passengers departing or arriving in each country. Among the top 10 airport pairs, Mumbai-Delhi was the seventh busiest, carrying 5.9 million passengers in 2024. Yashasvi Kiryal, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at @AIRNewsAlerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over Kerala and Ghat areas of Tamil Nadu till tomorrow. It also forecasts heavy to very heavy rainfall, which will continue over Tamil Nadu, Kerala, Mahe, coastal and south interior Karnataka, coastal Andhra Pradesh and Lakshadweep during the next 3 to 4 days. In Kerala, the intensity of rain is increasing. Our correspondent reports that Meteorological Department has issued warning for all the 14 districts in the state.
Red alert is declared in Ernakulam, Idukki and Thrissur districts of Kerala with chances of extremely heavy rainfall of 20 cm and above. Six districts are under orange alert with chances of heavy to very heavy rainfall. All other five districts are under yellow alert. Strong winds along the Kerala coast is also predicted and fishing activities are banned. M. Smithy, Akashvani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
In Telangana, following heavy rain in Hyderabad and other parts of the state last evening, State Chief Minister A. Revanth Reddy directed district collectors and officials concerned to be on high alert. Speaking at a meeting with officials, he directed all departments to work in coordination and take relief measures in low-lying areas. In Uttar Pradesh, continuous rainfall has caused several rivers to rise above the danger mark, triggering floods in 17 districts. Following Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath's instructions, flood relief and rescue operations have intensified across Uttar Pradesh. Here is a report.
Floods have affected 40 tehsils and 694 villages in 17 districts, impacting over 1.16 lakh people. According to Relief Commissioner Bhanu Chandra Goswami, floods have impacted Kanpur Nagar, Lakhimpur Khiri, Agra, Auraya, Chitrakoot, Balia, Banda, Gajipur, Mirzapur, Prayagraj, Varanasi, Chandoli, Jalon, Kanpur Dehat, Hamirpur, Itawa, and Fatehpur. Officials in sensitive and hypersensitive districts are actively monitoring the flood situation. Relief efforts have been intensified with 14 NDRF teams, 15 SDRF teams, and 48 PSC teams. A total of 924 flood shelters are housing more than 18,000 displaced individuals. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath is closely monitoring the flood situation in the state. Om Awasthi, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
Continuous rainfall over the past 2 days has disrupted normal life in Uttarakhand. Landslides have blocked roads, waterlogging has affected low-lying areas, and rising river levels have put the administration on alert. The Met Department has issued orange and yellow alerts for several districts. A report.
In view of the weather forecast, schools and Aganwadi Center will remain closed today in Champawat, Bageshwar, Dehradun, Pori, Pithoragarh and Nainital district. Disaster Management and Rehabilitation Secretary Vinod Kumar Suman has directed all districts to remain on high alert, keeping quick response team operational around the clock. He has instructed immediate action in case of waterlogging, flooding or any emergency, close monitoring of river levels, restriction on visiting river banks and ensuring essential supplies in affected areas. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
The monsoon rains continue across most parts of Himachal Pradesh, significantly impacting daily life in several areas. The Met Department has issued an orange alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall in Una, Bilaspur and Kangra districts for the next 24 hours. A yellow alert for heavy rainfall has also been issued for Hamirpur, Mandi and Sirmaur districts. Our correspondent has filed this report.
In Chamba district of Himachal Pradesh, landslides in Balot Panchayat of the Bharmaur tribal region have completely cut off access to nearly a dozen villages from the district headquarters. According to the latest report from the State Emergency Operations Center, during this monsoon season, 1,692 houses have been damaged due to heavy rainfall and landslides, and public property worth ₹1,753 crore has been lost. One national highway and 265 roads across the state remain blocked for traffic. In addition, 41 electricity transformers and 282 drinking water schemes are currently non-functional. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
India pulled off a thrilling six-run win against host England in the final cricket test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at the Oval in London to level the five-match series 2-2. Chasing a target of 374 set by India, the hosts were all out for 367 in their second innings on day five yesterday. We have a report.
Visitors began the day 5 on the offensive with Mohammad Siraj striking twice and Prasidh Krishna bagging another wicket to put the game on a knife's edge. Ultimately, it was Siraj who picked up the last wicket as India snatched victory from the jaws of defeat in one of the most dramatic conclusions in Test cricket history.
And would you believe it? It is Mohammad Siraj, the lion-hearted Siraj, who has led this attack throughout. He finishes the game. It is a famous win for India. This series is tied 2-2.
Siraj was the star of the match with a 9-wicket haul, including 5 in the second innings. The hosts had resumed their second innings at 339 for 6. Riding on Yashasvi Jaiswal's impressive 118, Team India had posted an impressive 396 in their second innings. Key contributions also came from Akash Deep's 66 and Ravindra Jadeja's 53. Washington Sundar also scored 53 of 46 balls. In the first innings, England were bowled out for 247 in reply to India's 224. Indian skipper Shubman Gill thanked Siraj and Prasidh for their excellent bowling performance.
When you have got bowlers like Siraj and Prasidh bowling that spell, you know, captaincy seems pretty easy. They're making the ball talk. Yes, there was a little bit of pressure on us, but I think the way we responded this morning with them coming through with the spell was just magnificent for us. We were pretty confident, you know, even yesterday we knew that they are a little bit of under pressure. We just wanted to make sure that they're feeling the pressure throughout and makes everyone do things that they don't want to, and we just wanted to make sure that they're feeling the pressure throughout the 37 runs that they scored.
Mohammad Siraj was declared the player of the match. He became the top wicket taker with 23 wickets in the series. Shubman Gill and Harry Brook were both named the players of the series. Shubman finished as the top run scorer of the series. He scored 754 runs in 10 innings at an average of 75.40 with 4 centuries and a double century. Jigyasa Pandey, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The first ever BIMSTEC traditional music festival was held at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi yesterday evening. Inaugurating the event, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar said that music serves both as a bridge between nations and also a powerful way for countries to express their heritage and identity. He said that obtaining respect and ensuring dignity of societies can also be achieved through cultural prowess. Mr. Jayashankar emphasized that music is considered as the soul of the society. Artists from India, Bangladesh, Bhutan, Myanmar, Nepal, Sri Lanka and Thailand performed the music evening. Organized by ICCR, the festival called Sapta Sur, One Melody, witnessed the celebration of the distinct musical traditions of the 7 BIMSTEC countries. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Pramod. The Supreme Court pulling up Rahul Gandhi for his derogatory remarks on the army suggesting that China had occupied 2,000 square kilometers of Indian territory is widely covered in all the dailies. Hindustan Times headlines, SC raps Rahul for army remark but stays proceedings, while the Statesman headlines, SC raps Rahul over China jibe. The story of India winning the Oval Test with the barest of margins to level the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy is covered in all the dailies on their front page with pictures, unstoppable Siraj headlines attributed and Redeemer's headlines the Hindustan Times. The passing away of Shibu Soren at 81 is on the front page of all newspapers. Hindu says Shibu Soren, key tribal voice and former CM of Jharkhand, passes away. And finally, the Delhi Zoo welcoming the rare little of 6 Bengal tiger cubs is a story in the Times of India. The cubs are born to Aditi, a 7-year-old tigress, on Monday. With that, it's back to you, Pramod.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold delegation-level talks with President of the Philippines, Ferdinand Romualdez Marcos Jr. in New Delhi today. Crucial meeting of ruling NDA parliamentary party to take place this morning. New Delhi defends India's oil imports from Russia, calls criticism by US and European Union as unjustified and unreasonable. India emerges as world's fifth biggest aviation market in 2024. IMD forecasts extremely heavy rainfall in Kerala and Tamil Nadu till tomorrow. And in cricket, India pull off a thrilling six-run win over England in the final test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy to level the five-match series 2-2. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.